Blog Talk Radio.
To another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people. How you guys doing tonight? We hope you're ready for a great show because that's what we came to deliver to you guys. So, Jay, I'm going to go over the topics real quick. So, today, guys, we're going to be talking about three pretty cool things. We got the MLB playoffs. What? We have five dangerous road trips in the U.S. And we have a death in the name of science. So, Jay, I'm going to let you pick what our first topic is. Pick any one of the above.
All right. Let's talk about five dangerous road trips.
Okay. So, guys, you guys know as well as I, it's fun to take road trips. You get to go to different places. Now, I was reading an article today, and it was like, it was discussing some of the five dangerous road trips to take while you're in the U.S. Now, I love road trips just as much as the next person, but I don't know why I would want to take a dangerous road trip. But just to name them to you guys, I'm going to go down the list in order. First, we have the Million Dollar Highway in Colorado. We have the Interstate 10 in Arizona. Highway number 2 in Montana. The James Dalton Highway in Alaska. And rounding out the number, the fifth one would be Highway 17 in South Carolina. Now, I could tell you guys why these are dangerous road trips. But before I do that, I just want to talk about, like, why would anyone want to do this? I mean, if it says dangerous, danger, do not enter, they need to put signs on this because it doesn't sound fun to me. I mean, road trips, regular road trips are fun. Yeah, you know, we're driving on a regular street. We're having fun. Not doing crazy stuff. That's why would I want to do that? What do you think about this, Jay?
No, I completely agree. But then again, it's like, why would I want to do that? But you only live once, and it's an experience of a lifetime. You could be traveling on a road trip. Yeah, some people call it dangerous, but you could be traveling on a road trip and might have the most fun ever going down that path. So you shouldn't, like, limit yourself just because other people say it's dangerous. But then again, you got to take into the fact, into consideration the facts that people have said that it's the most dangerous road trip. Now, personally, I would probably do it. What about you?
I mean, you only live once, so to do things like this, you know, it might be, like, just in a one-in-a-lifetime chance or opportunity. So it'd be hard to pass up, and as long as you're as safe as possible, I'm sure that it'll all be fine in the end. But for example, like the first one, the Million Dollar Highway in Colorado, is said to be like hell on earth. It's a 25 mile stretch known as the Million Dollar Highway, and the portion of the road goes between the antique tourist towns of Ouray and Silverton, and it takes you 11,000 feet above sea level through the Red Mountain Pass in the San Juan Mountains. But the thing about this, it doesn't have any, like, any regular safety measures like guardrails, so you could actually swerve off the road. And it's really high, so if you fall, you're not going to survive. And that's just the first one, and that already doesn't sound safe to me.
Yeah, I agree. That sounds pretty dangerous. But then again, you never know. People probably have the time of their lives going that way. It's just probably people, like you say, go on a road trip and just don't take into consideration the dangers that they could face. You know, some people do idiotic or dumb things, and that's just how a situation turns dangerous. So, I mean, as long as you're careful, I'm sure that you could probably have a great time going on that particular road trip.
Yeah, I mean, I would completely agree with you on that point. This is that some of these, all five of these highways or roadways, all have trouble written all over them. Like, for example, coming in at number two, we have Interstate 10 in Arizona, which it's 150 miles that go through Phoenix to the California border, and it saw 85 deaths for a state that suffered just under 700 road fatalities in 2010. So the entire state of Arizona had 700 road fatalities, and just this one road by itself had 85 of them. I mean, come on. That just sounds dangerous there. But
yeah,
I agree with you. I think it would be kind of unique to go through these roadways and try to, like, just take the adventure through them. I mean, life is just one big adventure, so why not? But I'm just telling our listeners that if they ever want to go through these, just be careful, guys, because, yeah, it might seem pretty interesting and pretty fun to go through them, but it is also dangerous. So don't go ahead risking your life for no reason.
True. I completely agree. But did you get more information on the other road trips or just those?
No, I have some for the rest of them, for like number three, for example, Highway 2 in Montana. It's like, for example, it's a mix of wild driving and location. You drive through some vast plains on the highway, which many drivers take as a cue to see if they can reach triple digits on their speedometer. So it's a long roadway, so people try to drive fast. And if you do get into an accident on this road, the average time for an ambulance or someone to come to your aid is 80 minutes. So just imagine, they say the estimated time for this is 15 minutes in a regular city, and over here it's 80 minutes. So if you do happen to get in an accident and it's pretty severe, most likely you're not going to be rescued in time, because it'll take over an hour for anyone to come find you.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, and they're like, the rest of them are just the same. Like, the next one in Alaska is dangerous due to weather. Like, they have strong winds, so they and like flying little rocks and pebbles that can knock drivers off the road. So, like, all five of these are treacherous. It's not just the first couple. All of them are pretty dangerous. But so, guys, if you ever want to go through them, feel free. If you've been through them, please tell us how it was. But we're going to move on to our second topic now. That's enough for dangerous roadways for tonight. But secondly, we have the MLB playoffs, guys. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with this, but you know it's October. And you know it's October when the playoffs happen in the MLB, guys. So I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with it, but it's been pretty interesting so far. I mean, we have some... So the remaining teams in the playoffs this year so far are the Astros, Royals, Rangers, Blue Jays, Cubs, Cardinals, Mets, and Dodgers. And tonight was full of some baseball action. We had the Royals over the Astros at 5-4, the Rangers over the Blue Jays at 6-4, the Cardinals over the Cubs 4-0, and right now we have the Mets beating the Dodgers in the bottom of the fourth 1-0. This is just going to get more interesting as time goes on. But, Jay, what I really want to ask you is, who is your pick for this year's MLB playoffs?
Well, my pick for the playoffs, which isn't looking too good for them, was Toronto Blue Jays. They just lost their second game today against the Texas Rangers. So if they lose one more, they're out of the playoffs. But I still have faith. I still think they're a very good team. They have my boy Troy Tulowitzki. I remember telling you guys about that trade when it happened. I think he's one of the best shortstops in the MLB, not to mention they have an all-star third baseman who is in the running for the MVP candidacy, AL MVP. So, I mean, they have a squad. And for them to be down 2-0 to Texas, I'm pretty concerned, but I still have faith in the Toronto Blue Jays. Who is your pick?
You know, I was telling you this, that every year I feel like the Cardinals are a contender. So obviously before the season, I picked them to be in the World Series, or at least a heavy playoff contender. And look at that. They're in the playoffs again, and I feel that they can make it to the World Series this year as well. I mean, I just feel like, personally, the Cardinals are always, you know, around there. Like, they're always in the playoff hunt. They're always, like, edging their way in there. And then when they get in there, they always make a strong push to the World Series. And it's been this way for the past couple years now. So I'm going to stick with them. Don't get me wrong, guys. For those of you who do know me, I say this, I'm tired of seeing the Cardinals in the playoffs and in the World Series, but you can't deny that they're good. So they're going to be my pick again this year as well to make it to the World Series and maybe win it all. I mean, to be honest, I see them as my favorite to make it to the World Series and maybe win the whole thing. But I wouldn't mind seeing one of the lesser teams or one of the smaller market teams win, because I feel like it would be a good time to, let's say, see a Kansas City or a Toronto team make it and win the whole thing. Because, I mean, when was the last time Toronto got into the playoffs? And Kansas City as well. And for a city like Kansas City to win something, I think would be cool. I mean, I know we rely on the big market teams to win, but I'm pushing for the smaller markets this year, and I hope Kansas City or Toronto comes out on top. But my pick is still going to be the Cardinals.
Yeah, in the world of sports, I like to root for the smaller market teams as well. I just think it's good for the sport, for any sport, that is, whether it's basketball, baseball, football. The smaller market teams, I believe, you know, deserve a chance to win, but it's mostly the larger market team that ends up taking it. But again, in the world of sports, anything can happen. So, like I said, anything can happen. I'm still going for the Blue Jays. I still think they have a shot, even though they're down 2-0. But if it's not for them, I would like to see the Cubs win then, probably, because, you know, they have a curse on them, Chris. You remember that, right?
Well, of course I remember that. I feel bad for their organization. It's like the curse is never going to be lifted. At least they finally made the playoffs after that 2003 debacle. And I feel like they actually have a good shot. I like their team this year. I do, but I don't see them trumping the Cardinals. I don't. But I do like the Cubs. And I like their team this year, and I thought they were going to go a little bit farther. But as soon as they ran into the Cardinals in the playoffs, it's like, you know, it's not going to happen. It's not your time this year, guys. Maybe they'll pull it out. I wouldn't mind if they did pull it out. I would like to see the Cubs actually make a deep playoff run, maybe even go to the World Series. I think that would be, like, good for the Chicago organization. Chicago fans would love that because, I mean, that curse ain't going to be lifted, in my opinion, anytime soon. They're going to need a miracle. And then after, I feel like when something good happens for them, then finally it'll go away and they'll make a good push.
Yeah, I feel like since they got the new coach, you know, they've been playing a lot better, and I feel like the curse might be broken this year. You know, they have a shot. Maybe it'll be them and the Cardinals in the playoffs, you know.
Well, don't jinx it. If you talk about it, it might not happen.
True. Good point. But, you know, maybe I would like to see the Cubs make it. The Cardinals, they're too used to making it. I wouldn't be upset if they didn't make it this year. I want to see Toronto, Cubs. I mean, I don't know, Toronto or the Cubs, I would like to see make it since, you know, my Rays aren't in it anymore. But did you see when the Cubs beat the Pirates in the NL wild card game?
Of course. I'm sure most of us saw that game. I thought it was pretty good, and it was a good win for them.
The one thing I wanted to bring up about that is Sean Rodriguez, I believe that's his name, the shortstop for the Pirates, he started punching the Gatorade cooler, and that's just not a smart thing to do. He's one of their best players, if not their best player. Well, not their best player, because obviously Andrew McCutchen's their best player. But he's one of their best players, and he's already broken his hand by punching a locker, like I believe last year or 2 years ago, and now he's almost doing the same thing. I guess he didn't learn the first time. I understand he's upset they lost in the wild card game. They're out for the season. But still, you got to think about your career and about your future. And doing things like that just isn't smart. And no matter what sport you play, you just can't do things like that. And that's the one thing that I took away. I took away that the Cubs are not a pretender. They're here to win. And that, you know, he has to learn. If he wants to be a franchise player, he has to learn that he can't do things like that, because no organization is going to take him seriously if he can't stay on the field, if he keeps hurting himself doing these idiotic things.
Yeah, the last thing I want to say about this topic, well, about the topics you just brought up and MLB playoffs for tonight, is that one thing I know about sports, and when you love a sport, is that you're invested into it. And it's easy to lose your temper and get frustrated. And even the certain individuals with the most poise, the most composure, they sometimes lose their temper and they can't just hold it anymore. And Sean Rodriguez, it's happened to him quite a bit. And if he keeps this up, he might hurt himself again, like you were saying. So I can understand it. It is frustrating when you lose, but you just gotta be better than that and try to always uphold your composure whenever you can. But guys, that's about wraps up our first two topics for the night. We're gonna head into commercial break now, but don't be sad because we will be right back with the second half of our show. So have fun, enjoy the commercials, and Cruise Control will be right back. See you soon, guys.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that Nick? Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-397-5000.
5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632.
Now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back from commercial break, guys. You guys are listening to Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, greet our people once again.
Hey, guys. This is the second time I'm saying hi to you guys for tonight. And this is all fun. So, guys, where we left off with the MLB playoffs. Cool. And we had the five most dangerous roads in the U.S. But now, guys, our last topic for tonight is going to be scientist takes a first ever photo of a rare bird and then kills it in the name of science. Boo. See, I don't even have to tell you guys what happened, and I'm already booing this. Because this is ridiculous. I mean, I'm sure you guys can surmise that apparently a rare bird was found. And after a picture was taken and looked over, they killed the bird. They euthanized the bird in order to study it. And that's all I need to know, and I'm already booing this. Death in the name of science is still death and murder, even if it's an animal to me, guys, and I do not condone this, and I frown upon this. This story I do not like, and when I read it, I was like, wow, really? I was like, I guess, because it's not a person, it's not considered murder, but regardless, we share this earth with the animals as well, and I don't like this one bit. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, I agree. I think PETA would totally, rip them a new one, but yeah, it's still murder, regardless if it's a human being or an animal or whatnot. We all, have a right to be on this world. We all deserve to live. Of course, people say there's an evolutionary process and a food chain or whatnot, but they didn't, need to harm the bird for any reason. And scientists claim they wanted to study it or do it for science purposes, but couldn't they have found a safer way to do that besides harming the bird? I'm sure if they would have thought about it, they could have came up with a solution. But, they just want to do whatever they want, and then they say it's in the name of science, so they think that protects them. I don't think so, and I think they should be held just as accountable as that dentist who killed the lion. Yeah, he was doing it for sport, and they're apparently doing it for science, but it's still the same, same consequence and same scenario.
Yeah, I agree. It's not like that bird's going to come back to life regardless if it's science or not. It's like someone euthanizing us and then saying, oh, it was for science. We're just going to study their corpses. No, I'm sorry. You can't have my corpse. But apparently, this bird is so rare, it's like finding a unicorn. So the guy Chris Filardi, who's the director of Pacific Programs at the American Museum of Natural History in New York, they got their hands on the elusive, and I hope I don't butcher this, the Guadalcanal mustache kingfisher. That's what the bird was. And he was the one that said it was like finding a unicorn. Now, Filardi had been searching for the orange, white, and brilliant blue bird for more than 20 years. But on a field study, they finally found the bird in the Solomon Islands. And when he heard it, he heard the chirping of the bird, and he realized that it was the kingfisher. So he got excited, found the bird. He tracked it for days, and then finally captured it. And then after they found the bird, they ended up taking a picture of it. Now, Filardi goes on to say it's like a creature of myth that came to life in front of him, which is like kind of being like a unicorn. It's a rare bird, so I don't know why he would even want to capture it to begin with. There can only be so many. But, yeah, they snapped the pictures of the bird. And then right after they snapped the picture of the bird, they killed the bird, but they didn't put that in the report. when they answered back, and then it was found out later the museum said that they euthanized the bird in the name of science. So, I don't know. Even if it is in the name of science, I cannot agree with killing any living animal. I mean, we share, like I was saying before, we share this earth with them. I mean, I know some people might not agree, but I consider them, like, their lives just as valuable as ours. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we have the right to make any decisions, like, whether we, especially if we're not, I mean, it's not like we're aching for survival. It's not like we need them for food and water. They're just killing them for different purposes, and I don't think they have the right to do so. And PETA, I'm sure, backed me up on this. And and I don't know what's going to happen with this. I don't know if it's because it's considered in the name of science and scientific advances, if nothing will come of this, but I'm sure someone's going to complain about this.
Yeah, I'm sure too. And I mean, I think it's super cool that they found what they were looking for, and it's some like rare species or rare bird. But did it say in the report why they had to kill it? You said euthanize it, but that doesn't really say why they had to do so.
I mean, they don't go on. They don't say what they were exactly looking for when they used, like, what type of science they were doing for the bird. Well, they don't go on to say that. The article I was reading just goes on to say that they euthanized the bird in the name of science. But it does also talk about the other side of the people who were unhappy. For example, the incident in particular led University of Colorado ecology professor Mark Peckoff to write an op-ed for the Huffington Post called "Killing in the Name of Conservation or in the Name of Education or in the Name of Whatever Simply Needs to Stop. It is wrong because it's a horrific precedent for future research and for children." So, I agree with that. I'm glad someone shares my ideas and my thoughts on this, and he went on, he wrote something, and he did something about it, because I completely agree. Like, it says bad examples for our future generations who are going to think that it's okay to do things like this. And when our creatures who share this world with us start to go extinct, this is going to be one of the contributing factors as to why.
Yeah, I agree. I agree to that as well. And, I mean, I guess all I really have to say is that they should be held accountable. And I don't think that there was a reason, from what it sounds like, that they had to kill the species. And especially if it took them so long to find a rare bird or species like that, and then you go and kill it afterwards. I mean, come on, what is the point of that?
Yeah, apparently ornithology records indicate that the bird is rare, which means that there's only from about 250 to 1,000 birds surviving in the wild today.
It should be put on the endangered species list, then.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know if it's going to get to a point where, I doubt this will happen, where a lot of our, like, different species of animals will be put on, like, a no-hunting list or no, I don't know, I wouldn't say, I guess, like a no-killing list type of thing. I know that doesn't exist, but, like, something like that, to the point where it's, like, it's like forbidden to go around just killing animals in the name of whatever your ideologies are.
Yeah, I completely agree with that sentiment. And I mean, I guess that's pretty much all I have to say. I mean, you guys know my opinion on this, and it was just wrong.
Yeah. I mean, this is a story that when I read, I didn't like it. I mean, I would love to hear, like, your guys' opinions on the matter. Do you think that he was right to do what he did in the name of science, to take a life of the bird, of a rare bird at that? Or do you agree with us and you think it's completely wrong, and that someone someday or somewhere sometime should put a stop to things like this? So we can't take the life in the name of science or in the name of religion, that all life is sacred, because to our knowledge, we only have one life to live, and we have to live it to the fullest, and that includes the animals that share this world with us. So guys, today, our show is about to wrap up for tonight. we just want to recap on everything we talked about and try to help you guys get in contact with us if you choose to do so. So, guys, for tonight, we talked about the MLB playoffs. We talked about the rare bird that was killed in the name of science. And we talked about the five most dangerous highways in the U.S. Guys, if you want to give us your opinion on any one of those, we would appreciate it. Just tell us what you think, your opinion on any one of those topics. You can reach me at ChristianCrew66 on Twitter, and you can reach Jay at JayFilm. Now, Jay, go ahead and wrap it up for our guests and tell them when the next time we'll be able to talk to them will be.
All right, guys, well, we'll be back on Monday, so enjoy your weekend. We'll be back with another episode of Cruise Control at 11 on Monday. So hope you enjoyed the show, and have a good night, guys.
Night.
Now shut up and drive.